Today's radio play, Night Maid, is based on a most interesting story appearing in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Front page dramas are produced in the studios of the General Broadcasting Company. Society, spelled with a capital S, patronizes Monty's. Some member of the famous 400 can be seen there during the hours of 10 to 5 any day in the week. No event in the social calendar could be attended without a visit to Monty's. Frenzied hostesses and flattered guests find a haven of restful relaxation as well as rejuvenation within the smart beauty salon operated by the suave and gracious Monty. Even while we are telling you this, a shining limousine glides up to the canopied entrance. The military-looking doorman touches his cap. He opens the door for an aristocratic woman who alights and enters the salon to be greeted by the proprietor himself.
My dear Mrs. Waddington, we are honored.
Oh, heavens, Monty, you must do something. I've only got a few minutes to give today. I'm so rushed. Do put in extra help or something so I look at least 10 years younger and make Dollar Danworthy's option in time.
Certainly, madame. Well, Lorraine, if madame looked 10 years younger, people would be anticipating her coming out party.
Now, Monty.
Paul, sir?
Lorraine, what room have we reserved for Mrs. Waddington?
Mrs. Waddington prefers the blue room, I believe.
Yes, I do. But I suppose I can't have it coming in without an appointment like this.
I'm sorry, but...
See that madame is taken care of in the blue room, Lorraine.
Yes, sir. This way, madame, if you please.
Oh, thank you, Monty. You're a perfect lamb. I don't know what I'd do without you. You arrange everything so beautifully for me.
To please madame is my only aim in life.
Monty. Oh, you tell the very same thing to every woman who comes in here.
Oh, madame.
But I like to hear you say it anyway.
If madame will come this way.
Huh? What? Oh, yes, of course. Monty.
Madame?
Will you take care of these tickets for me? I'm afraid they'll be in the way, and I most certainly shouldn't care to have them fall down the drain while I'm having the shampoo. Yeah, take them.
What exquisite gems. Forgive my enthusiasm, madame, but I have never before held such perfect stones in my hand.
They are rather nice, aren't they? I'm glad you appreciate them, Monty. And I'll tell you something. You're the only person I've ever let handle them. As I tell all my friends, I practically sleep with them on.
Indeed, madame?
Yes. And see that no one walks away with them, won't you? And now, Lorraine, be sure I get some sort of
gorgeous. Simply gorgeous. She sleeps with them, does she? Oh, here comes a stranger. Into the drawer you go, my beauties. Good morning, monsieur. Is there something...
Yeah, maybe there is. I'm O'Hara from headquarters.
A detective?
Yeah. How many operators you got working here?
12. Why?
Well, there's been quite a bit of jewel lifting lately, and we're taking this opportunity to look over the people in the places the rich dames patronize. And this place is on the list.
My dear sir, you don't think that I...
Who are you?
I'm the proprietor, Monty.
Oh, so you're Mr. Monty, hey? Then I owe you an apology.
Because you came in here officially?
No, because you sure ain't like what I expected to find running a beauty parlor.
Oh, I understand. Thank you, Mr. O'Hara.
How well do you know your help around here, Mr. Monty?
They've all been with me for several years.
Do you mind if I give them the 00?
Why, of course not. Oh, Lorraine?
Yes, sir?
This is Mr. O'Hara from police headquarters. He'd like to look the salon over.
This way, sir.
Very nice of you not to give me an argument about it, Mr. Monty.
Oh, that's quite all right. I'm sure I don't know why I should. From headquarters. How surprising.
Oh, here you are.
Irene, what are you doing out here? Haven't I told you never to come into the front of the place?
Yeah, I know, but I had to.
What do you mean?
Why have you been avoiding me lately, Monty?
I haven't. You're imagining things. Is that all you came out here for?
Monty, tell me. What's happened? Why are you this way?
Listen, Irene. This is neither the time nor the place to discuss our friendship.
Say, listen. You ain't trying to put on an act with me, are you? Because if you are, you got a wise audience. And the only hand you'll get is one right across your face.
Keep your voice down, will you?
What's the matter? Afraid your wife will hear me?
Listen, dear. Will you please be a good little girl and get back to work? I'll see you later.
Is that a threat or a promise?
Both. Now, will you get out of here?
All right.
There's one thing I want to know first. When are you going to give me that bracelet that you promised me?
Soon, dear. Very soon. Now, run along like a good girl, will you?
Okay. I'll go as soon as I get another bottle of lotion.
Hey. Say, what's this doing in here?
Here, shut that drawer. Those are Mrs. Waddington. She gave them to me for safekeeping while she's having her treatment.
Oh, yeah? Then why aren't they in the safe?
I didn't have time before that detective came in. So I dropped them into that drawer.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Who'd ever think of looking in a cosmetic drawer for jewelry?
Give them to me.
Here they are. That's a very pretty bracelet. Very pretty. Buy me one, Papa. I won't break it.
I'm going to put these in the safe now. Beat it, Irene.
Before your wife comes back or the flat one?
Pipe down.
Okay, big boy. But don't forget my bracelet.
All right, all right. And hereafter, please ask Madame Lorraine for any supplies needed. You may go back to your work.
Yes, sir. Marty, what's that detective doing here?
Just looking to help, over. Look at these stones, Laurie. Aren't they gorgeous? They must be worth 100,000 if they're worth a penny.
Oh, Monty, I'm scared. That flatfoot's up to something.
Pull yourself together, Laurie. He don't suspect me of anything. And why should he? Ain't I the king of the sneaks? Anytime Monty Regan slips up, it's time he gave up the game.
Oh, I wish he'd give it up now, Monty. Let's close up the place and get out. You've got enough money put away so we could buy a little farm and settle down respectable.
One more haul. Like this bunch of stuff in my hand, Laurie. We'll be sitting pretty for keeps.
Monty, you're not going to...
Pull a switch? I'm not crazy. No, my dear wife. Mrs. Waddington will walk out of here with her sparkler. And everything will be on the up and up until tonight, when I walk out of her suite at her hotel with them in my pocket.
Monty, what are you talking about? Burglary isn't your line.
It's going to be for once. You heard her say she practically sleeps in them. A fat chance I'll have to sneak him any other way.
Oh, don't do it, Monty. Please don't do it. If you love me, don't do it.
100,000 hard, round time more.
Oh, Monty, won't you give up this crazy idea? For me?
Listen, honey. I'll try the lock of her door while she's at dinner. Then tonight, all I have to do is slip in, leave the door open, spot the metal, and walk out. It's a cinch.
You're going to walk into trouble, Monty. If you lift those stones, you'll wish you hadn't. I'm warning you.
Laurie.
Come away from here, Bobby.
What are you doing here?
I followed you.
Are you crazy?
No, but you must be. I tell you, this isn't your line.
You mind your own business and beat it while the beating's good.
Will you come with me?
You mustn't be seen here. Now get out, Laurie, quick.
Not until you do.
If the old dame wakes up, we're sunk.
Well, you must come with me, Monty. If you love me, if you ever love me, come away now.
I tell you, Laurie, we mustn't be seen together. I'm the one taking the risk. You mustn't be seen around here.
Oh, Monty, I've never asked you to do anything for me before. I've stuck with you all the way, haven't I?
Yes, yes. But for heaven's sake, save the speech for some other time and beat it. We're in the hotel suite, not the park.
Yeah, but I got a hunch that this is a hot job. Don't ask me why. Just come away with me now.
No. I tell you, we mustn't be seen together.
Shh. Listen.
What is it?
Listen.
She's awake.
Get out of here. Go, quick.
But you'll hear us.
Get over to that door and slip out.
What about you?
Don't worry about me.
Who's there?
Get out of the door, quick.
Is there anybody out there? Who's there?
The night maid, ma'am.
Night maid?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry to have disturbed you, but I thought this was a bacon suite.
Well, it's not. It's in that here.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Well, shut that door and go away.
Come on, baby. Let's take it on the land. You're sure it pulled us out of a tough spot.
I hope so. I came here to get you safely away, and I guess I've done it.
You're sure dead, baby. You're sure dead.
Mom.
Monty, you are glad I got your way last night before anything happened, aren't you? Monty, put that paper down and answer me.
Huh? What'd you say, baby?
I said you are glad I got your way last night before anything happened.
Oh, sure I am, Laurie. Another minute would have been just too bad for us.
I'm sort of glad the old dame woke up.
Why?
Well, it made you get out before you lifted her stone.
Are you serious?
Of course.
You haven't seen the paper this morning?
No. Why?
Well, listen. Mrs. Fenimore Payne Waddington robbed of jewelry worth $125,000.
Monty!
Working with neatness and precision. Get that, baby? Neatness and precision. Burglars entered the hotel suite of Mrs. Fenimore Payne Waddington while she was asleep and stole a collection of jewels valued at $125,000.
Oh.
Mrs. Waddington discovered her loss upon arising this morning. She remembered being disturbed only by a night maid who thought the suite was vacant. The thieves left no clues as to their identity. Pretty neat, eh, baby?
And I thought you'd just gotten there when I met you.
Oh, that was what made me mad. I was just about to land when you appeared and spoiled my getaway. I guess all's well that ends well. The paper says they haven't any clues.
But I don't feel safe yet. Where are the sparklers?
I've got them hid where nobody will ever think of looking. Leave it to me. I never slip up. How's everything out back?
Well, Irene's not here. She came in this morning, but she disappeared. I've looked all over for her.
Oh, you see, baby, I had to let her go. She's been slacking up in her work and getting a little too familiar. So I fired her this morning.
Why didn't you tell me?
Well, I saw the paper here and it slipped my mind.
I'd better pull those shades down a little more. The sun is pretty bright. Hey, Monty.
What's the matter?
Here comes that Blackfoot.
Let him.
Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Now, Laura, you're too upset to see him. You just go on to the back of the place for a while. I'll let you know when he's gone.
Oh, all right, but be careful.
Oh, Mr. O'Hara, I believe.
I've come for the Waddington stuff, Reagan.
I don't believe I understand.
Oh, yes, you do. Hand it over.
You're making a serious mistake, O'Hara.
It's in that drawer over there.
Why do you say that?
Come on in here, kid.
Irene.
Yeah. Me. You surprised?
You say the jewels are in that drawer?
Yeah, that's right. I saw them there this morning when I went for some lotion. Go on, open it up. See for yourself.
You can't search this place without a warrant, O'Hara. You can't open that drawer.
Well, there's nothing to stop me from doing it.
Why, you little...
Well, I'll be. The kid was right. Hold out your wrist, Reagan.
I say, I don't need these.
Oh, no. Listen, big boy, you'd be nice and give me the bracelet you promised me. You wouldn't be sporting that pair that I've just given you.
Well, thanks a million, kid. Come along, Mr. Monty.
Just a minute, O'Hara. Irene.
Yeah?
I haven't got a bracelet, but I have a nice ring for you. Do you want it?
Sure.
Well, here you are. Right around your eye.
Be sure to read the inside story of a big-time jewel thief, which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. It will appear under the title, Secrets of the Great Jewel Robberies. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer.